The night Freddie Mercury passed away, November 21st, 1991, his bandmates and Queen announced the biggest send-off in history, a concert at London's Wembley Stadium. 72,000 tickets sold out within minutes, and no artists had been announced. David Bowie, Elton John, Annie Lennox, George Michael, Roger Daltrey, Robert Plant, and many others got together on this date, April 20th, 1992, for the Freddie Mercury tribute concert as we look back in the classic rock calendar. Officially known as the Freddie Mercury Tribute Concert for AIDS Awareness, the show began with performances from bands like Metallica, Guns N' Roses, U2, that were all inspired by Queen. But when Queen took the stage, they kicked off their set with Joe Elliott and Slash and opened with Tie Your Mother Down. Robert Plant took the stage with Queen. They began with some Led Zeppelin Cashmere and Thank You, and then went into Queen's Crazy Little Thing Called Love. David Bowie was there that night with Annie Lennox filling in for Freddie Mercury as they covered Queen's Under Pressure. The show closed with Elton John opening up with the piano portion of Bohemian Rhapsody for an explosive duet at the end when Axl Rose handled the closing moments of the song. There weren't many speeches or talks related to AIDS. The band decided to keep it at a minimum as they felt that that's what Freddie would have wanted. It ultimately proved to be the final full performance from Queen as John Deacon would ultimately leave the band. But all the profits from the concert were used to launch the Mercury Phoenix Trust, an AIDS charity organization, which still thrives today. It all began 26 years ago, April 20th, 1992, as we look back at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert in the classic rock calendar. Yeah.